I'm Andrew Green with this edition of Flick Pick. This past weekend, I saw Linda Ronstadt, The Sound of My Voice, at the Vickers Theater in Three Oaks. It's the new documentary about singing legend Linda Ronstadt. Now, I love Linda Ronstadt. I think she's the greatest. And here's the thing. I didn't even get into Linda until about a year ago. I had no idea this movie was going to be coming out. It's just a happy coincidence. See, it was about a year ago that I happened to hear the song Different Drum by the Stone Ponies when I was dining at the Big Boys in Stevensville. I had heard the song plenty of times before, but I never really thought about it. But on that day, I heard the song and I thought, you know, this is a really good song. Then I looked up more information about it. It was written by Mike Nesmith of the Monkees, who has always been my favorite Monkee, and the vocals were, of course, performed by Linda Ronstadt. Owing to those two things, that sent me down the rabbit hole on YouTube as I looked up more Mike Nesmith material and more Linda Ronstadt material. I became a Linda fan and started buying up her discography going in chronological order. I started with Linda's first solo album, Hand Sewn, Homegrown, and on from there to Silk Purse, Linda Ronstadt, and on and on. By the time I learned about the existence of this documentary, I was a huge Linda fanatic. I still haven't gotten through all of her albums, as she released around 40 of them before being forced into retirement in 2009 due to Parkinson's disease. So I hopped on down to the Vickers Theater this past weekend to check out Linda Ronstadt, The Sound of My Voice, and I absolutely loved it. The documentary posits that Linda was the first female rock star, not the first woman to be famous in rock, but the first to be her own singular sensation. It begins with narration from Linda herself talking about her upbringing in Arizona. She and her brother were natural singers, and the movie lays out how all of the influences that affected the child Linda would later manifest themselves in her career. As a kid, she listened to some rock, she listened to standards, to folk music, and to Mexican folk music, thanks to her grandfather, who was Mexican. Anyone who knows much about Linda's career will see how she came to do all of these things as an adult, and the film takes us through each stage of her career. It features commentary from people including Don Henley, Emmylou Harris, Dolly Parton, and more who worked with Linda. For example, we hear from her backup band members like guitarist Waddy Wachtel. Linda started out singing for the folk group The Stone Ponies and was quite young when they got a hit with Different Drum in 1966. The version of the song you've heard on the radio was much different from the version originally arranged by The Stone Ponies, though. You see, the band recorded the song their way, and then the record label insisted they redo it with an orchestra, harpsichord, and all. And it was clear, Linda Ronstadt, the singer on this song, was what stood out. We learned from different managers and friends that the young Linda was lacking in confidence. As a solo artist, as her stature grew, she was reluctant to take big steps, like opening for Neil Young. But it became clear after just a few shows that the crowd loved her and that she was a force all by herself. And she wasn't even a songwriter. It was that voice. As long as she had something to sing, that voice was what people wanted to hear. And it's funny, before Linda Ronstadt, I'd never been into someone who was strictly a singer. I always wanted my singers to be songwriters as well, but the movie tells us it was always Linda choosing how her versions of various songs would be put together, and she made them her own with her ear and her voice. So in the film, Linda gets bigger and bigger throughout the 70s, skirting the line between country and rock. By the early 80s, she was mostly country, forming collaborations with the likes of Emmylou Harris and Dolly Parton. Linda says of Harris that she initially was jealous of her, but decided it would be better if they were friends. Their collaboration with Dolly is what earned them a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this year. The film goes on into the 80s when Linda chose to do light stage operas, each step of the way being told by her manager that these radical career moves were going to destroy her career, but they never did. This is a movie about someone making their own decisions to set goals, working hard to realize those goals, and succeeding. By the time Linda did her all-Spanish record in 1987, it wasn't even that surprising to learn it was a resounding success, the highest-selling Spanish-language record of all time. Linda's recording career was over by 2004, which the movie doesn't really go over. It takes us ahead instead to the end, when Linda noticed that she had something wrong with her and it turned out to be Parkinson's. And she's practical and honest about it. She knew that she would have to stop singing, and man, Emmylou Harris starts crying when she talks about that period and the world losing one of its greatest popular singing voices ever. Throughout the film, we get old interview clips of Linda, always speaking frankly and maturely. She was someone who spoke her mind and did not flinch away from being challenged. That's the kind of person to admire. The fact that she was a woman doing this decades ago makes it all the more striking. We also get plenty of live renditions of classic Linda tunes, like early live performances of Different Drum, bits from her time at the Troubadour, and later successes like Blue Bayou. These musical intervals keep the movie a rocking affair. The sweetest moment of The Sound of My Voice comes at the end. Linda is sitting in her living room in 2019 with her nephew. Together, they sing a Mexican folk song. Now, it's two people singing, and Linda's not belting the tune out like she would have in years past, but she quietly sings along with her nephew. You can see her hands are shaky, and she's composed. It's a lovely moment. Directors Rob Epstein and Jeffrey Friedman here paint a well-organized and thought-out picture of this woman who grows in confidence, works hard, and achieves things because she has decided she wants to. These two directors really put a documentary together well, and I want to seek out some more of their pictures. I had a ball with Linda Ronstadt, The Sound of My Voice. My only regret about the film is that it didn't contain more information about Linda in the 90s and early 2000s. I would have liked to learn a little more about that period. Also, the film does not contain any footage from Linda's final performance in 2009, but that might be because Linda wouldn't want it to. Anyway, the audience broke into applause as this film ended, and then again as the credits rolled over Carrie Underwood, Bonnie Raitt, and Emmylou Harris performing Linda tunes in her honor during her 2014 induction to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The movie was wonderful. I give Linda Ronstadt, The Sound of My Voice, a 4.5 out of 5 for this edition of Flick Pick.